Hello, this is K. Ganesh, serial entrepreneur, promoter of consumer internet companies like Big Basket, Portia Medical, Fresh Menu, Home Lane, and others. Very happy to be here.
And hello, this is Midu Bhandari, editor of special projects at Network 18, and it's a pleasure to have Ganesh with us on this very special podcast in which we're discussing the various fallouts, the various facets of the COVID-19 global healthcare emergency. And Ganesh, first up, I want to start by asking you, you've invested in a number of companies, about 13 at last count, if I'm not wrong. How is Q1 of 2020 looking for most of these businesses?
Okay, so good news, perhaps the only good news is Q1 has been good because January, February, March, this whole thing started affecting really badly in the last 2 weeks of March. So if you look at plan, budget versus numbers, the quarter one is almost there, fine. But unfortunately, the bad news is the last 2 weeks of the quarter, that is last 2 weeks of March, and entering into the new quarter, April, May, June, is very dismal. I don't want to overemphasize that. Obviously, a pandemic, it's like a black swan event. It's like a war. I have never seen this in 58 years of my life. So it is bad. And right as we speak, as we entering into the next quarter, April, May, June quarter, a lot of uncertainties on how long it will last, when will it start returning to normal, how much time will it take to return to normal, and what really is the new normal? Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be different? Those are all unanswered questions.
Right. And I also want to talk to you today, especially on business productivity during times of a national lockdown. Now, we are in a 21-day lockdown in India. We don't know if this is going to be extended or not. Let's talk a little bit about keeping business productivity alive. A lot of companies are thinking out of the box. For instance, you know, hospitality chains are turning themselves into quarantine facilities. Alcohol manufacturers are starting to manufacture hand sanitizers for the public. So would you say that only a very quick change in business strategy, whether it's in product, service, or anything else, can really help businesses get out of this impending recession that we're looking at?
I want to answer this in three segments. One is, what do you do during the lockdown? How does this affect? Two, what do you do post-lockdown when slowly normalcy is returning? And three, post-normalcy return, how do you handle it? So right now we are in the first phase. So in the first phase, people are repurposing their assets, people, to do what is required. Two reasons. One is the opportunity. And second is, no longer the earlier services are required. Let me give specific examples. Portia Medical, for example, which provide home healthcare services, takes care of elderly and chronic patients at home. We are the largest employer of physiotherapists in India. We have close to 700 physiotherapists across 16 cities. Now, physiotherapy mostly is an elective procedure. At this time, during lockdown, when you are supposed to keep social distance, nobody wants physiotherapy. Even people who are recovering from knee replacement and all that stuff for rehabilitation also, they can do small physiotherapy on their own and not take a physiotherapist. So that business has completely gone during lockdown. Okay? On the other hand, people want home services. They are locked down, they cannot go to hospital. Hospitals are dangerous places to go to in such times. So even for things which otherwise they would have gone to hospital, they want services at home. So physiotherapy doctor repurposed for this purpose. So I'm just giving you one example. This is what all of us are doing. Some of them, like one of my companies, Big Basket, for example, is pretty clear. It's the same need, same business. Lots more people need it. They can't travel outside. They don't want to travel outside. So there, it's 10 times the business volumes. And we are choking with all the challenges.
Yes, I've been following you on Twitter and seeing you defend Big Basket to a lot of customers who are throwing the flak at Big Basket. But perhaps it's time that everyone showed some compassion and some patience, because we're all in this together. But let me also talk to you a little bit about productivity from home. And we are all on this work from home mode. I was reading a report by a Stanford economist who said that worldwide productivity is set to plummet thanks to this coronavirus pandemic that's going on, because all of us have too much to do on a daily basis. And while work from home is a norm that a lot of people want to follow across companies, a lot of organizations want to follow across the world, perhaps this test during a pandemic is not going to augur very well for the whole work from home scenario, because people are going to get really tired of it and wanting to come back to office. What's your take on it?
No, I really don't agree with that. Obviously, what's happened is that because of the sudden developments, we are forced to work from home. And combined with that, various other restrictions of having children and rest of the family members not even going out, only sitting in the same home, okay, at the 24/7, that puts huge amount of sociological pressure in the family relationship. Right now, what is happening in terms of work output is a reflection not of work from home, but it's a reflection of combination of various things, which all will go away. Otherwise, when things get normalized, when your children can go to school, when you can get cooks and maids and helpers to come home, when you can work in your room without getting distracted by everybody into the two-bedroom apartment, you will see a completely different way.
As an investor, as a promoter, how has work from home really panned out for you? How are you managing your business from home?
See, I'm a promoter of these companies. Nobody reports to me. I don't report to anybody. I am unemployed and unemployable. So it has been a lot of work from home even for me in the past, because what I used to do was attend meetings or review strategy, or whenever there is a problem, I used to visit the company. Otherwise, from my personal growth story office, I used to speak to the entrepreneurs mostly in the evenings, starting at 5 o'clock, because during the day, the entrepreneurs are busy running their businesses. And if I intervene, it will only detract from the value. So I have been doing that. But what I have not been doing is plethora of interviews like this, speaking to television channels, all of that seamlessly from home.
Do you believe that more face-to-face interaction and being together physically drives innovation in a much better way? Or would you say that today's technology tools, collaboration tools are good enough for all of us to really take advantage of and really not bother about getting physically together to drive innovation in a way?
No, I am still a bit of old economy person, because despite promoting all these new age companies. So if you ask me, there are, first of all, meetings in corporates, meetings in large companies is 90% a waste of time. And for those meetings, doing it from home, doing it from this is actually much better, because people are more to the point. They will come on time. It will be more efficient. I think that's very good. Now, there will be certain functions, certain sectors where it can be argued that work from home is still far away from bringing in full effectiveness. You talked about innovation. You talked about brainstorming or thinking through stuff, where you want to sit. Things like people do in offsite, put people together, make them bond together, make them iterate and come up with solutions. Those things still, I'm sure, will require. But I would assume that applies to maybe 20-25% of the situations. Balance 75% work from home will be seen to be a lot more efficient. Look at the savings in time, cost, and productivity of just sheer stoppage of travel and all of this.
But what is your advice to startup founders or to entrepreneurs, even CEOs of large companies who are having to operate from home in these times? What is your tip, your advice, your mantra for really maintaining high productivity as we all work from home?
So, see, some of these are very simple rules to follow. One, work from home does not mean out of sight, out of mind. You need to have a regular touch base as you would have had in office. Whether it means a 15-minute, 10 o'clock touch base, or a half an hour, 5 p.m. touch base, twice a day, ensure that your direct reports, your teams, the way you would have pressed flesh in an office situation, you do a Zoom, WebEx or Skype huddle. Don't let that go away. That's critical. That's important. Point number one. Point number two, use this opportunity to change the workflow process to make meetings more productive. What do you mean by that? Ask them to send, use Slack, use any other collaborative tool. Ask people to send their points. Ask them to write. We underrate the power of writing and documenting. Okay, in meetings, a lot of people waste time trying to inform, which the information could have been sent earlier. So I would rather that send one pager earlier before the meetings, share it with everybody, use any of the collaboration tool, and let people read it so that the meetings become more productive and straight. And as far as the employees is concerned, follow a routine. I always dress formally and I sit in a desk.
Fantastic. Ganesh, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hope to see you again soon on one of the Network 18 platforms. Wishing you good health and good prosperity ahead. Stay safe, stay indoors. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.